Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, we did a simulcast with a syndicated show on the East Coast, Truth Talk Live with Stu Epperson, and we aired the first half of that. Today, we'd like to continue. We hope you enjoy this. And I want to let you know, our website has these shows, and in fact, we have our archives. You can listen to programs, debates, fascinating series on creation evolution, of course, pro-life strategy, on defending the gospel to atheists and unbelievers, debates with pastors who are pro-homosexual. You can find all these resources online at kgov.com. Now, as we ended the broadcast yesterday, I was making the point to a caller. This caller was saying, we just can't take Hillary or Obama getting into the White House. We can't take that. We have to oppose that. And so I was pointing out to him that it's really difficult to prognosticate, to guess, to make predictions of what will happen politically years and decades in the future as a consequence of millions or hundreds of millions of decisions. That's really difficult. Nobody could do that well. On the other hand, we know God's principles of right and wrong, and they're so simple a child can understand them. Do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery. And so when someone advocates the violating and undermining of those principles, then that's a simple calculation. Oh, they support killing innocent people. Therefore, I will not support that person. Oh, this person lies about being pro-life or defending the innocent. They lie. It's obvious. Just look at their record. They're lying to us. I will not support them and reward them for their lies and their support of killing unborn children. So those are simple calculations, and they're the kind of calculations that God asks us to make. And so isn't that neat? He doesn't ask us to forecast complex political interactions of millions of decisions over decades. He asks us to honor him and to do what's right. So now let's rejoin the conversation with Stu Epperson in Truth Talk Live.
Okay, the battle continues on. The battle of the Christian talk show host, that is, on Truth Talk Live. I, Stu Epperson, your host, taking on Bob Inyart, another Christian talk show host, who is, I guess you could say, more conservative than James Dobson, if that's possible. And Bob Inyart's been on this show in regard to that statement before in the past. Today we're talking about this. Are religious conservatives ready to bolt from the two major parties given the pro-abortion stands of frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani? In Salt Lake City recently, Dobson came out and said, look, we will threaten this if indeed this is how it shakes out, if the nod goes to Giuliani for the Republicans and Hillary Obama for the Democrats. Bob Inyart is our guest. My question is, what about pro-life Christian candidates like Mike Huckabee?
Yeah, right.
He did pretty well, I believe.
Mike Huckabee.
It was Iowa or New Hampshire. He's pro-life. And
Tom Tancredo, like Duncan Hunter. These guys, each one of them except one, each one is a legal positivist, which means they advocate regulating the killing of children. And each one has said that if the nominee were a pro-choice candidate, somebody like Giuliani who supports killing innocent children, they would still support the nominee. So that's a window to their heart. Alan Keyes says this, abortion is not a states' rights issue. Human rights trump states' rights. You don't let states kill Jews, own blacks, or rape women. So it's not a states' rights issue. The government doesn't have the right to allow the killing of innocent people. And he says, if someone supports the killing of innocent children, they are not qualified to lead. They're not qualified to gain our support.
Okay. What about Mitt Romney, Bob Inyart?
Yeah.
Would you support him?
Well, Mitt Romney has lied to us. He lied about his conversation with this Harvard researcher. He said it was during that conversation, during the embryonic stem cell debate in Massachusetts, that he became pro-life. And that Harvard researcher said Romney is lying about that conversation. And there's video on YouTube showing Mitt Romney at public events saying he defends the status quo on abortion,
okay, but,
and
know,
that's this, after right. his epiphany.
People can change.
No, this, these are after.
Christians should be aware of the power of change.
Stu, okay? I could give you the dates of these events.
Okay.
He said said these things after his lie. He lied to us when he said he became pro-life during the embryonic stem cell debate. That was a lie.
Okay, so you heard what Inyart said, and I've got Greg Kokel, our last guest on this very issue. We talked about this, and he completely disagrees with Bob Inyart. He's agreed, Bob Inyart, to do a debate with you on the show. Would you accept that challenge?
I've listened to Greg Kokel on the air for years
on
the West Coast.
Would you take the challenge?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll have you two on to do an outright debate. This is politics. Bob Inyart, are you saying you absolutely would not vote for the lesser of two evils? Is that what you're saying? Are you going on record saying that?
Yeah, that's the devil's game. He puts up two bad guys, and he puts a really ugly face on one, and everybody says, oh, let's choose the other. We need to choose someone who says, I will not violate do not murder. How about that for a starting line?
Okay.
Stu, if we're willing as Christians to compromise on do not murder, where will we not compromise? And I'll tell you where. It's on Republican Party politics. The truth is that Hillary Clinton says, I support killing kids. And Rudy Giuliani says, I support killing kids. And the Christians are saying, let's go with Rudy because he's more like us.
Okay.
He just lied. If you're a murderer, you will lie to people. And he lies to us, so we will be dupes and support him.
Okay, let's go to Susan. Susan, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu, our guest Bob Inyart. Go ahead, Susan, with your comment.
I just feel like you're going off the deep end a little bit, telling Christians that if Rudy Giuliani gets the nomination, not to vote. The way I see it...
Well, now, hold on, Susan. I never said that, and I don't think Bob ever said that.
Vote for Alan Keyes.
We need a third party, which is the same thing.
And I'm not advocating a third party. We're talking about it, Susan, but tell us your perspective, please.
If you don't vote, or if you're getting a third party, you're electing Hillary Clinton. That is exactly what you're doing.
Is there anything more important to you, ma'am, than defeating Hillary Clinton?
Well, goodness, talk about being an idol, defeating Hillary.
Yeah.
I just think that's a little off the deep end, too.
Well, let me ask you this. If you had to violate some of God's commands in order to defeat Hillary, would you do that?
I don't see it as violating God's commands.
No, I'm asking if you had to. Let's say you had to support someone who advocates killing Jews, right? God loves the Jews. So say there's a candidate who supports killing Jews, and that candidate could beat Hillary. Would you support that candidate?
If Hillary is 100 times worse, yes.
Okay, so in other words, you would support any wicked leader as long as you think the other guy is more wicked. So if Hitler is running against Stalin, who do you vote for? It's Hitler versus Stalin.
What's the premise? The premise is you need to vote.
That's where you've gone wrong. The foundation is you must honor God and obey him above all else. Jesus doesn't say you have to vote. Jesus says you have to love your neighbor. And if you can vote and love your neighbor at the same time, then vote. But if they're asking you to vote for someone who kills children, then you honor God first.
Well, God is actually choosing. He sets up the kings and deposes them.
So then let's all take a vacation on Election Day because
it
doesn't matter.
I don't think she's saying that, Bobby.
She's
confused. Susan's saying, let's have a high view of God. Let's not jettison the process.
If you go down that road, you'll never vote again. We do not know the hearts of anyone that's running.
Susan, I've been on that road for 30 years, and I've been voting, so you're wrong.
Okay. Susan, I appreciate your call. Stacy, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
I like Susan. Let's go back to basics. You know, we teach our children to not have enemies, to love everyone. I'm concerned about the motives behind this sort of conversation because I think a true Christian is going to be as knowledgeable about the candidates as you possibly can, and then you're going to pray about it. You're simply just going to pray about it. You're not going to have this game of this person's my enemy or that person's my enemy. That's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to love God and try to live life right and make the best that we can.
And not be so vitriolic and attacking, right, Stacy?
Truly, because I'm not responsible for anyone going to hell except myself.
Hey, Stu, it's nice
that's dangerous.
Okay, Bob and Yar, what do you say to Stacy? I mean, I really appreciate what she's saying. What do you say to her?
I say it's nice for you to give your airtime for people to emote.
Okay. Isn't there a sense in which we can be kind and we can be Christian in our,
of course,
in our orthodoxy, but maybe in our conversation we can reflect a little bit of
Jesus said, love your enemy. He didn't say make believe you don't have enemies. People who want to kill kids are the enemy, and we need to love them and tell them that they are wrong. You know, Germany was only the last century, and people had a choice to vote for the Nazis or the communists, the Stalinists. Many voted for the Nazis. And so the Christians who say, you know, we should really love Adolf, he has a nice mustache. That is so blind to the reality of the spiritual battle that we're in, where people want to kill children and introduce others to homosexuality and destructive lifestyles. And if we love our neighbor, we will warn them as Jesus did. He warned people, don't believe the lies and don't destroy yourself.
Okay, we've got to take a break. More Truth Talk Live coming up after this quick break. Don't touch that dial.
Truth Talk.
We will rejoin Stu's show in just a moment. I think it's sad when people use airwaves when there are crucial issues of life and death, and they get on the air and they just emote. And they're not sure what they're going to say, but they're going to let their emotions flow out over the airwaves. When that happens, it needs to be corrected. Because for a Christian to come on the air and say, all we have to do is love and let's sing Kumbaya and have a group hug, while what? While the Taliban are killing Christians in Afghanistan and all we need to do is love. While the KKK are lynching blacks, all we need to do is love them. No, God expects us to protect the innocent. And he expects that so intensely of us that he says in his word that if an innocent person is killed and it's not known who's killed that person, God said, measure the distance from the nearest cities to that body, to the slain body, if it's found out in the wilderness. And he said, whichever city is closest to that slain body, I'm going to hold that city accountable. Because God expects us to build communities that are safe and that are based on human rights and loving one another, not based on stealing and raping and murdering. And so God gets angry at our sin. And if you think God doesn't get angry, remember the cross of Jesus Christ, when God the Father poured out his wrath on his Son, because in Christ he was punishing the sin of the world, so that those who would trust in him could be saved, could be forgiven. But those who do not trust in Jesus Christ, what happens? On Judgment Day, they will be there before the great white throne, and they will hear their punishment. And God is not going to say, you know what, everybody, all of you who hate me, I forgive you all. I love you and I forgive you. He's not going to do that and let them all into heaven. Because if he did, he would turn heaven into hell. That's what would happen. The hell that is on earth today, how human beings are cruel to each other, that would happen in heaven if God let those who hated him into heaven. So now let's rejoin Truth Talk Live with Stu Epperson.
Truth Talk Live. I'm your host, Stu Epperson. How will the upcoming presidential election, the next president, affect you as a Christian, as a faith voter? All the candidates want your vote. As someone of faith, the question is, who do you vote for? We're not pitching a candidate today on Truth Talk Live, but we are bringing out someone who's from a different perspective than we have heard yet. He's Bob Inyart. He believes that a third-party candidate, someone like Alan Keyes, be
Alan
someone
Keyes
that Christians...
is a Republican, Stu. He's okay. Running in the Republican
okay.
primary.
So Alan Keyes, that he believes yeah. that Christians should get behind someone like him who's straight down the line, and he won't support the likes of Huckabee or Romney or Thompson or Hunter or any of the others in the race, or Giuliani or McCain, for that matter.
Right.
We're getting some calls from some people talking about this issue, how to think through it biblically, and we're taking your calls, whether you agree or disagree, with Bob Inyart, kind of a battle of the Christian talk show host here on Truth Talk Live. Let's go to Chaplain Rob. He's been holding on for some time. Chaplain, you're on the air on Truth Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Excellent show, Stu.
I hear you. Now, you say lesser of two evils in the comment here. What's your take real quick, Chaplain Rob?
Time will probably come, like Bob Inyart's saying, about when we probably will have absolutely no choice at all. I'm very staunch in pro-life. The problem is, though, when we absolutely know the heart and mindset of a person like Hillary, we have to do everything in our power to make sure, especially if we know up front that there's no way that our third-party candidate who we have so many to choose from, so many good, decent, godly men from what we know of, would not even have a chance to be elected, to split the party or whatever. We better do something. At least we do nothing, as Jesus said, and get behind the lesser of the two evils.
No, Giuliani,
Jesus,
I mean, we've got
never said that.
We've got terrorists attacking.
Hey, Stu, could you correct the caller? Jesus never said, lest you do nothing, support the lesser of two evils. Could you correct him, please?
He did say, do something, lest you do nothing, though, Bob.
No, he didn't say that either. He didn't say that either. What he said was, be willing to forsake the world and follow me. What does it profit a man if he gained the whole world, including the Republican White House, the cabinet, and everything, and lose his own soul? And so you guys are willing to sell out a human being like Rudy Giuliani to tell him that he's acceptable when he is not acceptable to God. He's headed to hell with the blood of children on his hands. And if you make beating Hillary your God, defeat Hillary is my God, then you will sacrifice Rudy Giuliani on that altar of beating Hillary.
Okay.
Do I get the comment again, or does he get all the thunder?
Get all the thunder.
No, you will. Hold on. We'll talk to you, Chap and Rob. Hold on the break. We'll come back. Closing arguments on Truth Talk Live. Stay with us. More on this coming up. Hang on.
Truth Talk Live.
Okay. Well, I like to play with the callers there. You know, I get all the thunder. It is funny. Sometimes people think, hey, why don't I get equal time? Well, because it costs tens of thousands of dollars in an entire investment in your life to be on the air. So, yeah. So get your own show if you want equal time. That's what you do. But, yeah, and it's a shame how people will misrepresent Jesus Christ and use him, drop his name in what? A defense of doing evil? That man actually said that Jesus said, choose the lesser of two evils. Now, that's pretty startling. But I guess not if you consider the current state of the body of Christ and that people get much of their Christian values from the O'Reilly Factor and from Hannity and Combs and from Rush Limbaugh and from Hugh Hewitt and from Dennis Prager and Michael Medved, who are not even Christians. And this is where they get their Christian worldview. And everyone I just mentioned, everyone is a secular humanist. Everyone believes that you must obey man rather than God, that God's commands and his principles are not relevant when you're talking about running the nation. When you're talking about how the government should function, honoring God and obeying his principles are not our guiding light. What is our guiding light? Defeat Hillary. Defeat Hillary. That's our guiding light. And so that becomes your God. I will deny Christ if necessary, if it means I can defeat Hillary. I will say that Jesus taught to choose the lesser of two evils, if that's what I got to do to defeat Hillary. Blasphemy is okay. Supporting a blatant murderer, a mass murderer like Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney, that's okay. Mitt Romney, he said he had his epiphany in Massachusetts and he realized that abortion was wrong. And then there's video of him on YouTube after the point in his life where he said he became a pro-lifer, where he's speaking publicly and he knows he's getting ready to run for president. So he's couching his terms a little bit, but he's saying, well, regarding abortion, you know, the right to choose, I support the status quo. I support the status quo. Women have the right to kill babies, and that's what I support. I support that. And so Christians like to be lied to. Now, they do like to be lied to. I'm not saying they don't know they're being lied to. They like to be lied to. Let's rejoin Stu Epperson.
We're back on Truth Talk Live. I'm your host, Stu Epperson. All hour long, we've heard some pretty intense things from our guest, another talk show host we've been battling with today on Truth Talk Live, Bob Inyard of the Bob Inyard Show.
And thank you, Stu, for having me on.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for coming on. And we've got some people, a lot of people have agreed with you. Interesting, but some have disagreed. We're going to have Greg Kokel on, who definitely totally disagrees with you, 100%. We're going to have him on. I think you guys agree on more than you both will admit. Well, I'll moderate that debate. Bottom line truth for me, Isaiah 6, folks, it says in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah says, I saw the Lord. And don't be discouraged. Don't let your heart be troubled, John 14:1. Don't let this drive you away from being involved in the process. You are a Christian first. And Bob and I would both agree on that. And keep Christ first. Remember, God is on his throne. He is sovereign, and he raises up and he puts down leaders of nations. So keep that in mind, folks, as you think through this, think through it biblically, think through it Christocentrically. And we just did a show on a whole hour on Jesus last time on Truth Talk Live. Don't let that die from being your passion. Jesus first, okay, and everything. And, Bob, I think you would agree with me on that.
Oh,
give
yeah.
us your website real quick, Bob, and your closing comment.
It's KGov, KGOV.com, KGov, like government. And, Stu, World Magazine, October 6th issue, they're mentioning our ads to Dr. Dobson and partial birth abortion, and they're pointing out that not one life is being saved, because just like we put in our ads days after the ruling that all the abortionist does is give an injection to kill the baby,
right.
This was not a pro-life ruling. It was an evil ruling that said you could pull the baby out halfway and then kill him. And we are lying to ourselves because we want to feel good. We want to think we're winning. You don't save anybody. You don't honor God by lying to yourself or by wanting to be lied to.
Okay, and information about Bob is his website, which is posted at our website, truthtalklive.com. I want to encourage listeners to go there and post your comments, whether you agree or disagree, or you have a different angle on this discussion. Very important to be talking about this now and to be praying about this now, to be on our knees about this critical issue. Mike, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead with your comment for Bob Inyard, our guest.
The argument of Stalin, the comparison of Stalin and Hitler to our elections is nothing more than a straw man, which is very easy to knock down. The bottom line is this. The President of the United States can only influence abortion laws, Roe v. Wade, through his appointment of judicial nominations to the Supreme Court.
That's not true. There's 100 ways he could influence abortion.
Let him finish his thought,
Mike. If a Democrat is elected, Roe v. Wade will not be overturned in my lifetime or in my children's lifetime. Even if Giuliani, which I consider the worst of the choices, but even if Giuliani is elected, he will most likely appoint, and he has said so, conservative justices. That's what we need. We need people that will be strict, because Roe v. Wade was bad law.
He's a killer. He's also a liar. Murderers are liars. Giuliani is a liar.
Rather make a statement than to make a difference. I would rather make a difference.
Okay,
and
is it a...
If a Democrat's elected, Roe v. Wade is in effect for my lifetime and my children's lifetime.
Okay, and let's pray that it won't come to that. It's still early, folks. Pray. Get involved in the process. Bob Inyard, thanks for coming on. We'll do it again soon. Maybe next week we'll get you and Kokel on head-to-head, okay?
All right. Thank you, Stu Epperson.
Take care. The website is truthtalklive.com. Truthtalklive.com for all the information about our guests and to make your comments.
Stu Epperson.
Well, that, of course, was interesting. The last caller making his God defeat Hillary is his God. Defeat Hillary is his God. And if that is your God, then you will deny Christ. You'll do whatever is necessary. No matter how evil the Republican, you will support him, because they've transferred their loyalty as Christians from Jesus Christ to the Republican Party. And so it doesn't matter if the Republican candidate is an atheist, if he's a homosexual, if he supports homosexual marriage, he supports evolution, he thinks we're animals. It doesn't matter. None of it matters, because my God is defeat Hillary. And I will do anything necessary to defeat Hillary. You know what? During the 12 years of Reagan Bush, and I love Ronald Reagan, look forward to seeing him in heaven. But during the 12 years of Reagan Bush, America fell down the moral sinkhole further than it had ever gone. Homosexuality, one of the most destructive influences in human society, moved from an unknown voice and force to a leading political and social force from 1980 to 1992, to where today our Christian leaders are scared to death to say one word against homosexuality. They will speak out against homosexual marriage because of tradition or the dictionary, but not speak against homosexuality. So that's where we arrived at after 12 years of Reagan Bush. So it's really difficult to make predictions and forecast our political future with millions of interacting variables. Really difficult. But who would have thought George W. Bush would have such a difficult time in Iraq? Who would have predicted that? But it's relatively simple to look at God's principles of right and wrong and apply them. And the most significant regarding human interaction is do not murder. Do not murder. And if we are willing to overlook do not murder and compromise on that in order to defeat Hillary, then we have made Hillary our God. We have made Hillary our God because, you know what, all the wickedness in the world, you think about it. Christians, our lives are Christ-centered, right? We live in him, and he is in us. And so righteousness is Christ-centered. But wickedness is also Christ-centered. Did you know that? Wickedness is Christ-centered because it's all aimed at him. The wicked hate Jesus Christ. And so the evil things they do are against him. So wickedness is also Christ-centered. And if defeating Hillary, that's your goal, you've made her your God. She's your God. Your life is Hillary-centered. And Christ is off on the margin. He's in the sideline because Hillary is who you have your eyes on. And I ask you to not do that, but to set your eyes on Jesus Christ. Ask God to help you honor him above all else. And if you're obsessed with politics, hey, that could be fun, right? It's like going to an Avs game. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Being at the Avs game, that is a lot of fun. And you know what? For some people, they can't discern between the Super Bowl and the presidential campaign. To them, it's the same thing. It's just their adrenaline gets flowing. Their competitive spirit comes out, and they don't want to be out of the game. They want to be in the game, and the goal is to defeat Hillary. So Jesus Christ, well, I'll think about him after the presidential race is over. But for now, my eyes are on Hillary. My eyes are on the prize. Defeat Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. So if you love politics, hey, you could be in the race. AlanKeyes.com. He's my hero. Whether there's an election or not, he's a hero. And you could go to his website, AlanKeyes, K-E-Y-E-S.com, click on the pledge, and you can put in your name, your email ID, and you could even put that Bob Enyart referred you there. And not everybody knows how to spell my last name. Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T. That's E-N-Y-A-R-T. May God bless you all. And Maranatha Christian Center, the best Christian school I've ever seen in all the years I've been a Christian. Maranatha in Arvada.
This is Bob Enyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278.